So today we want to think for a few minutes about what does it mean to be near the heart of Jesus. Being close to his heart is the theme that comes out in today's gospel. We're told that Jesus appointed 12 to be apostles, that is, those who would be sent out into the world. But before they're sent out into the world, what St. Mark tells us is Jesus wanted them to be with him. And this gets to the very essence of what it is for us to live as followers of Jesus Christ. To know that we have been chosen to be part of this community that is always close to the heart of Jesus. And this is why, within the context of our Catholic Church, we understand the centrality of the daily Mass. Because here, in a most special and particular way, we have the opportunity to be close to his heart. And how important it is to have this deepening relationship with Jesus, because of the challenge that we face when we too are then sent out into the world. Again, in the gospel, we're told that he, Jesus, gave them authority and that they were to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons. Now, when we think about the demonic realm, this is a very real and malevolent realm that seeks to undermine and almost destroy us. And in comparison to the kingdom of Jesus, it can seem legion in comparison to Jesus' small numbers. Take, for instance, our first reading. Here, we're told that King Saul gathers to himself 3,000 men. How many did Jesus have? He had 12. And the 3,000 men that Saul has gathered around himself have an evil intent, that they want to destroy the one who is the king's anointed. That is King David to be. And we might experience the same kind of thing, that we are also God's anointed through our baptism, through our confirmation. But when we go out into the world, it can seem at times that the forces that are opposed to Jesus and his kingdom are like Saul and his forces. And we can at times say, Lord, what are we to do? Lord, do we take matters into our own hands? And that might often be what we want to do because we want to be in control. But this is where we come now to the man who is after God's own heart. David. And what's so beautiful about this reading from Samuel is that David does not take matters into his own hands. Even though those closest to him said, now's your opportunity, kill the king. And yet David won't do it because he is recognizing the necessity and the need to trust in the Lord. And so in conclusion, let's think about it this way. We all perhaps know of situations in our lives where things are not as we would want them to be, where there seem to be those influences that are in a way like Saul and that they seem at times to overwhelm us. But when we're feeling perhaps frustrated by the pace of progress in our lives, when we become impatient, may we learn what the apostles learned and what David learned, to trust in God's timing. But the temptation to do this is not easy. It's strong to say, no, I need to act now. Maybe some of you have, for instance, an adult son who's struggling with some sort of substance abuse, a daughter who stopped going to church, or a situation in your marriage that just seems to be overwhelming. At first impulse, we might want to jump in there and change the situation right away. And yet, the truth is that we're called to stay close to the heart of Jesus, to stay with him, and to allow him to direct and to lead and to guide us. And in order to do that, it requires the long way of patience. May we hear in today's gospel and in today's first reading the invitation that Jesus gives to us. I invite you, be close to my heart. Stay close to me, and as you are then sent out into the world to face whatever your Saul might be, don't go it alone. Trust not in yourself, but in me and my continual abiding presence and love.